Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab, like, something to eat?
Yeah. That's, like, a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Checkpoint XP on campus. Norris Howard here, and I'm joined by two very special guests. That's Anthony Scala. He's from Evil Geniuses, the collegiate lead with them, as well as Sabrina Wong. She is the culture program specialist for Evil Geniuses. These guys are doing as much as they can to help foster the collegiate scene with Evil Geniuses and do a lot more in the collegiate esports space. So we thank you guys very much for joining us on Checkpoint XP on campus.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And so the first thing that I want to ask, and it's quite blanket, is why is EG taking such a heavy interest in collegiate esports?
Yeah, Sabrina, I'll let you start off and then I'll kind of piggyback it. So I'll just give you some context. Sabrina here actually started the program up with a couple other people within our EG ecosystem, and then transitioned into her awesome new role with her great title, the Culture Program Specialist. And that's where I kind of came in to facilitate a lot of the stuff moving forward. So, Sab, if you want to kick off kind of the start of it, and we can talk about where we're going.
Absolutely. So a little bit about my background here. Before Evil Geniuses, before all the other teams that I've worked for in my career, I was a collegiate leader just like many of you guys listening. Over at my alma mater at UC Riverside, I founded the chapter Highlander Gaming in 2014. And since then, I've fell in love with collegiate and what it really provided to me. And when I saw the opportunity with Evil Geniuses, I actually brought up to my manager, Greg Kim, director of esports over at Evil Geniuses, that, hey, you know, I think this initiative could really support Evil Geniuses and the values that we have at the company. And, you know, it kind of got tossed around, the conversation moved around, and, you know, people started agreeing. And our CEO, Nicole, she's been amazing at supporting programs here in all kinds of facets. And she felt that collegiate was something that we really wanted to invest, you know, in, you know, not only just monetarily, but also our time and efforts as well here at EG. So I was able to kind of start this program for the phase one, and it was an amazing experience getting that started, you know, with a lot of amazing students across the nation to really start a community that helps students bridge that gap between the collegiate esports space, where they're kind of the big fish in the small pond, to being able to have a successful career within the pro esports community. And, you know, had a great time running that kind of programming. I'm still being involved at this time, but as a culture program specialist, I have a lot of programs under my belt. So we were able to get Anthony on board, and he's been an amazing start. So I'll let him go from here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the program wouldn't exist, like I said, without Sab and without Greg Kim and Rachel and some of the other people on this team as well. So, yeah, exactly to your point, though, EG, and the short answer, they saw a need for it, and they identified it, and they started to put all resources towards it and allocate everyone, you know, against this sort of model. And the other big thing for me, so I come from a blend of traditional sports background where I've worked as a high-level coach and recruiter and mentor within the hockey space, where I get individual players scouted and scholarships at colleges moving forward and help get them placed. And then I've been in the esports space for a number of years doing high-level program development at both the high school and collegiate levels. And I've also got myself tied in with a sort of corporate background doing high-level corporate recruiting for IT professionals and specialists. And at the end of the day, I'm all about high-level trade development and growth. My degree is human resource management, and that's what EG wants to focus on right now is development and growth. We want to start to educate and help support the next wave of professionals. We want to get away from the kind of state of things that have been within the esports industry where there's really no clear-cut path. It's just kind of throw it against the wall and see what sticks, or maybe hope you get your foot in the door with the right people and you can find your own path. But we want to create that more so facilitated development style within the collegiate space and the youth markets where people can come and work at Evil Geniuses as an intern and gain valuable experiences and insights. And you know, my overall goal is for us as an organization to be recognized as the industry equivalent to that of a Amazon or a Microsoft or a Google. I want employers to see that they were an internet Evil Geniuses and automatically know that they're qualified, that they've been taught, they've been brought up in the space, and that they'll be an asset immediately and have value to offer.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool and amazing sort of platform for you guys to stand on because, you know, currently what we are talking about a lot of times in on campus on this very show is talking about sort of the collegiate to pro pipeline for players. But a lot of people are now also thinking about the professional side of things. And we see that a lot of schools have taken interest in esports minor degree programs, not necessarily majors, but providing that extra layer of education for folks. And it's good to see now that there are industry leaders and people who can be employers actually taking advantage of what the collegiate system is trying to set up. So I think that that's really cool. But speaking of that sort of training and resource platform that you guys are building, you have the Genius League Discord, which I've taken some time and sifting through a little bit. And what I really love about this thing is that this is not just a place for people to come hang out. While they can do that, you know, fans of Evil Geniuses, collegiate players that want to come and show their support or have community, but you guys are constantly sharing resources. I saw that you guys were doing a resume sort of seminar in there and so many other resources that you guys are sharing with students. And I find that so amazing in the esports space. What led into the creation of the Genius League Discord and the direction, and, you know, and the idea to take it in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I really appreciate the kind notes on that. I think that that's exactly what we're trying to provide with the Discord, right? You know, we have to consider in a coronavirus lockdown situation, how do we continue to cultivate a healthy community within the collegiate space that not only serves as something that is for fun or something to take time, you know, and have just like, you know, kill your time and make friends, but also something that makes you feel like you're making waves during a time where you're not able to go to those networking events. You're not able to go to the conventions and hit up, you know, a team manager like I did and get an opportunity. You got to take your shot some other way. And, you know, we cultivated the Genius League Discord to serve as a hub for this. It is both a professional and a community Discord where you're able to acquire skills that help you get into the industry. And these events all run into that. Whether it's resume nights, staff talk nights, genius seminars where we have educational panels where you speak with, you know, the staff of Evil Geniuses that have all different kinds of journeys and plans. You have that opportunity to get those touch points. So you're able to cultivate that kind of experience that you need during a time where you can't get that anywhere else, unfortunately, right? We want to provide that kind of resource to our students to make sure that they feel like they're ready to enter the job market and kill it. Anthony, you can feel free to add some color to that as well.
No, I mean, I think me adding anything in at that point would just be a disservice to everything else you just said. You crushed it. I mean, you knocked it out of the park with that answer, and it's the complete alignment with kind of everything we opened up this conversation with describing that EG is oriented towards and what we want to build this program out to be. You know, and not to give, you know, too much away because, you know, there's some other stuff in the pipeline we'll be announcing in the not so distant future. But that resume review night is a bi-weekly product. And next week we do have a couple cool guests that'll be coming onto it from outside our EG specific ecosystem. One's a VP of business development at a startup that's doing exceptionally well in the esports marketplace and has an awesome platform. So we're also willing to bring in and give access to the people within that collegiate Discord and the GL Discord access to people that maybe you can hire them outside of it, right? Like, we'd love to bring all of you in and work for Evil Geniuses. We love our brand and we know you love us too. And so we'd love to have you all work full time for us, but that's just not business, right? At the end of the day, we can't facilitate that. So right. So we want to be able to connect you to other people in the industry from both that endemic and non-endemic side and set you up for success to hit the career track with your feet already wet a little bit, have connections in place, and you can start going at full pace immediately.
And so, Anthony, you said that there's some things you guys are working on. Anything that you can maybe give a hint towards? Because I would love to give people, you know, a heads up on what they can expect. Is there anything that you can share with us today that you guys have coming up for college students?
You know, not too much that I want to give away. You know, I don't want to get myself in trouble before I've even had a chance to really start going with the program here. But I will say, those that were taking note of everything that just transpired over the last 3 weeks with our UCLA Summer Invitational, we're going to have some other opportunities that engage collegiate community and some other student populations moving forward.
And speaking of that Summer College Invitational, as you said, that you guys did in conjunction with UCLA, I took the time out. I caught every weekend of it. I had a blast watching all of it. I thought UCI was going to maybe try to make a run and sweep everything, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I found it very interesting and very cool that you guys partnered with a university to put on an event again, doing something that I'm not seeing a lot of sort of legacy and endemic esports brands doing. What led into the calculus of putting that event together? And really for us here, it felt like a very apt kickoff to the collegiate esports season.
Absolutely. So for us, you know, developing the Genius League as well as the collegiate program here at Evil Geniuses, we always knew that we wanted a competitive aspect to it. You know, at the beginning, we wanted to definitely focus on business and community growth because we do want to cultivate leaders to become people who, you know, make waves within the esports organizations within 5 to 10 years. We need those. We need trained people who are endemic, but also understand, you know, the roles at hand and to like really make waves within esports. However, competitive is an important part of esports. And in the collegiate, you know, competitive space, I think there is a ton of really amazing leagues out there, but there could be improvements, right? I think that we haven't seen a lot of esports organizations have touch points in there because they just don't have the education necessary to really pull it off. So, you know, taking that into consideration, knowing that's one piece of the puzzle that we really want to do, we saw the opportunity with UCLA Esports, which is an administrative-backed, you know, organization that is supported by the varsity program there. And we decided, you know, this is going to be kind of our beta test within the competitive space. And I think that it was such an amazing opportunity for us to get in. We were so glad to support that and give so much scholarship money to all those students that, you know, ended up winning that tournament. I mean, huge success, right? And I think that hopefully we see other esports organizations follow suit, you know, just for the sake of the collegiate community. But also, I think that you're going to see a lot of really exciting things from Evil Geniuses coming on the competitive circuit very soon.
Yeah, 100%. And I will just say, you know, a true testament to how EG looks to bring in top tier talent, right? That effort was actually also piggybacked and led by, at the time, one of our brand ambassadors, Ashley Denktus, who, if I pronounce the last name right, apologies if I'm not, but Ashley, who was running point with UCLA in a lot of ways. And she's actually since been converted full time with Evil Geniuses. So it just goes to show that opportunity exists and that, you know, once again, we want to bring in the top people. We want to bring in people that have value that they can add and that have cool, new and exciting ideas that we can implement with speed to the collegiate market.
Yeah. And so the last thing that I want to ask you guys as being sort of representatives of a legacy brand, Evil Geniuses has been around for as long as esports has really been a thing. Working for a brand like Evil Geniuses, you know, a lot of students out there would like to know, what is that experience like? And a second part of that question is, what can students do to get more noticed by these organizations, not just as players, but for those who also want to go into more back-end parts of the industry?
Totally. I can kind of talk about this in different perspectives. So I'll talk in a brand ambassador perspective, right? So we offer these contracted positions to current college students who want to gain that experience while they're still in school. So when they're set up for graduation, they're ready for full-time employment. You know, we don't want you guys to have the fun employment period. We want to make sure that you guys are ready with your resume, ready with that experience, and you're ready to just kind of take off and make waves. So in that case, in the Brand Ambassador experience, you're really given the opportunity by evil geniuses to own your own projects, to be proud of the work that you're doing. And you're given tons of resources from staff and, you know, what we have, you know, in our wheelhouse alike to like really make something that you feel proud of that you have done yourself. So really aimed at supporting the Brand Ambassadors to really make it. And again, like Anthony said, we do have a lot of opportunity for people to be extended full-time at Evil Geniuses after the Brand Ambassador program, which I think is one of the most valuable things you can get out of it. In terms of being an Evil Genius staff member full-time here, I started in October, and it's been one of the most amazing experiences in my life. I'm not going to lie. I actually started as a team manager for the LCS and Academy team at EG. So a different kind of career path for me there. But right. As both on the competitive gaming side, as well as the culture side, I've loved it. It has so much, you know, structure for an esports organization that is endemic, and it's been around for over 20 years. So they figured out what to do. You know, it's not someone that's just come in to the right. space and like, I'm here. Like it's, they know what they're doing. There's structure, there's foundation, there's values. And that's what I love the most about Evil Geniuses.
Yeah. And I mean, Norris, it's like every day's Christmas, man. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like I get upset when I have to go to bed at night, cause that means I don't have the ability to continue thinking about EG and all the cool stuff that we get to do here. It's pretty surreal, to be quite honest with you. And kind of one thing that I'll mention for sure, and, you know, just in, you know, people that are looking to break into the industry, though, there's a couple things that go with this. You know, you mentioned a little earlier already to start today that people put that main focus originally on going professional gamer, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to be a pro league player. I'm going to play in the LCS, whatever the case may be. And if you want to break that down from a true conversion level, right, like you want to even compare that to some traditional sports parallels too, the conversion rate as you go further and further up the tier competition drastically decreases and falls off, right? That's right. And so I'm glad that there is emphasis not only from Evil Geniuses, but other organizations and other brands and companies putting more focus towards bringing in people for esports-centric positions and opportunity. And with that being said, I think a lot of people make the mistake right now in their job searches, though, and being a little bit too reactive and less proactive in their approach, right? If you're a computer engineer and you're in software engineering, you can go up right now, you can pull up LinkedIn, any source, you're going to find about 30, 40 jobs that you might be qualified for right now. Whereas when you're just entering the esports scene, or you're trying to get in the business side of that of an organization for esports centric focus, you might have one job or two jobs that pop up every so often that you're a good fit for, right? And by the time you get visualization on it, by the time you get your foot in the door, a lot of them are open and shut, right? It's a lot of create your own opportunity, illustrate your own values. So to anybody that is looking to break into the market, Do just that. Differentiate yourself in some possible way. Be able to illustrate to an individual like myself or Sab, or you're talking to Nicole, or you're talking to any other organization. Show that you can stand out in a different way and carve out a niche within the market. And that's what Impact players do. They carve out a niche in the market. And like Sab said, right, we're so willing to convert our interns, especially to full-time opportunities. And a lot of those opportunities are ones that they almost create themselves. Like, that's the cool thing about esports right now. So many jobs exist tomorrow that weren't there today. Right. And so on and so forth. Everything's moving at a lightning quick pace. And so you can really illustrate your value and differentiate yourself in a certain particular way. You can create your own opportunities and you know, that's how you'll get yourself in the market more so.
Yeah. Well, I got one last question for you guys that I simply have to ask. When EG got a chance to shoot the flamethrowers, did you guys get a chance to shoot the flamethrowers? I know, Sabrina, I know you were team managing with the LCS. Did they let you shoot the flamethrower?
I do. I actually have a photo of it, me shooting the flamethrower, which is amazing. Unfortunately, Anthony is a new recruit, so he wasn't able to do that. He's also going to be in the Seattle office, and the best thing about Evil Geniuses is that we have two locations. He did. But hopefully we get it again. That was one of the funniest opportunities as well. And I was there for the filming with Jizuke, and He is just a hoot. I love that man. He's amazing. That was incredible to see in person. Terrifying,
yeah,
but amazing.
Well, definitely thank you guys for coming in and taking time out of your day to speak with us, Anthony Scala and Sabrina Wong of Evil Geniuses. You guys have imparted us with so much wisdom today on Checkpoint XP on campus. And we hope to hear more from you guys and more from Evil Geniuses. And if you guys have not done this already, go over to Discord, talk to a friend, see if they're already in the Genius League. And where can these guys find you on social media if they have questions?
You can find me on Twitter at Savvy. Feel free to send me a DM or at me if you have any questions about the collegiate program, and also follow Evil Geniuses.
Yes, yes. And mine is at Anthony Scala 4. And also go ahead and check our YouTube page. We just had a new video drop today in Esports 101, kind of what is esports, the geniuses pulling the strings. So that's actually a project that was entirely intern led. So pretty cool process. Definitely go check that out. There's going to be a couple more installments as well. So.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. And have really great holidays coming up.
For sure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.